Good morning, and how are you? Today, the second reading, I founded a whole foundation on the second reading today, huh? The reason for our hope foundation, my foundation, was based on this scripture. Always be ready to give the reason for your hope. I never followed the second part that real easily about, but speak gently and whatever. I never did that so much. But I always do the first part, the reason for our hope. And in the world today, that's, I think, what we need more than anything. We need such hope, such hope. So the first thing I want to ask you today is, do you have hope? Don't answer as a group. I just want you to answer this in your heart. Are you a hope-filled person? And to be a hope-filled person, that means you're always looking for what's good. You're always, no matter how bad the darkness is, you know that God is in control and that all things will work together for good. That you have this hope inside of you. And again, it can be for anything. But I think just to be a person of hope is such a necessity in today's world. And if we're not people of hope, we need to think, why am I not a person of hope? And what must I do to become a person of hope? Huh? And then when it sits there and says, you know, always give a reason. Always be ready with the reason for your hope. What's the reason for our hope should be for everybody? Jesus, right? Jesus is the reason for our hope. And when we focus on that, again, I'd encourage you. You know, on our website, the Reason for Our Hope Foundation, we have different people every week get up and do a video about the reason for their hope. And, you know, 90% of the people say it's Jesus, but I always say, why is it Jesus, okay? Okay, we're all going to say it's Jesus, but for you, why does Jesus give you hope? And you can do that if you're listening to us now on our podcast or if you're sitting there and listening here in the church. I'd encourage you, you can go and do a 2 or 3 minute video with your iPhone or have someone else do it for you, and then you send it to us and we'll upload it and then we play it for a week for at the Reason for Our Hope Foundation. But it's important for you and I to say, what is the reason for our hope if it's in Jesus? What particularly gives you hope? To me, as I was reflecting on it today, I was listening to the gospel, huh? And when Jesus says, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. That's a great reason for hope, that we'll never be left alone, that God will always come to us. He'll send us. Think about it. I'm going to send you another advocate. Because who was the first advocate? Jesus. But I'm going to send you another one. The Holy Spirit, who we're going to be focused on in a couple of weeks at Pentecost on our 150th anniversary. And he will live inside of you. And that's that great hope that we're always have God living inside of us, that we're never alone, and that one day he will come again and he will take us home to be with himself. You know, we did get an emergency call at the thing when I sent Nancy out, and Kevin Allen passed away this morning. And if you know Kevin, he was here every Sunday. You would notice him the last month in that he had the mask on his face, huh? He's been quite sick for years. I told him the other day when I anointed him, I says, I have never anointed anyone in my life as much as I've anointed you, right? Nobody. I said, you're truly making me look bad. They're going to start calling me Father Dedish, the angel of death here in a while. But the reality is, don't you ever, if Father Dedish ever comes to your hospital room, you send him out. You get out of here unless you're ready to go right now. If you're ready to go, then Father Dedish, invite him in and you'll be dead in an hour. But the reality is, it's the truth. He's the angel of death. But as I was talking to Kevin, and Kevin was most ready to go to God, he knew that the reason for his hope was Jesus, and that Jesus would not leave him orphaned, but that he was going to come to him soon. And again, as I've talked about many, many times, when I'm doing missions and that, what's the greatest healing? Death, right? And everybody's saying, I don't want that one. Well, get it. This is what brings us home forever. This is truly our hope, that no matter what this world happens, what happens here, how dark it is, this world isn't home. I'm just passing through, and that one day Jesus Christ is going to come for me as he did this morning for Kevin, and he's going to bring you and me to eternal life, no matter what. that will give us hope that Christ loves us and he wants us to be with him forever. And when things get tough, we got to keep that focus on him, that you love me and that you want me to be with you forever. And that one day, as he came for Kevin today, he'll come for each of us. And it's not a day to make us sad. It's a day to make us glad, because we are loved forever by Almighty God. And that is the reason for our hope. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? Made sure you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us